With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Huge explosions have been heard across northern Gaza as intense bombing continues, with Israel saying it has hit 450 targets in the past day.
It was very intense airstrikes. Maybe the people in Gaza say the biggest since the start of this war. About 450 targets were hit across the Gaza Strip, but the main focus of the strikes were northwest and southwest of Gaza, where the Israeli expanding its ground operation, and now they said they are in control of the coastal road, isolating Gaza completely. It was a very tough night with the communication being suspended. Mobile phones were off.
BBC correspondent Rushdie Abalouf reporting from southern Gaza. Also at SRNNews.com, with reporters outside a New York courtroom, Donald Trump says he's being politically prosecuted.
It's a very unfair situation. This is really election interference. This trial is ridiculous. The numbers are much greater than on the financial statement, and we've already proven that. They said Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million. Mar-a-Lago is worth anywhere from probably 50 to 100 times more than that.
With reporters outside court, New York State Attorney General Letitia James says the former president can complain about the case all he wants, but the facts don't lie.
At the end of the day, the only thing that matters are the facts and the numbers. And numbers, my friends, don't lie.
The leading Republican presidential candidate began testifying in a lawsuit accusing him of dramatically inflating his net worth. Stocks are higher after last week, which was the best on Wall Street this year. The Dow is now up 19 points, and the NASDAQ is adding 15 points. This is SRN News. Operation Christmas Child is now in full swing.
The annual effort by Samaritan's Purse to bring the gospel and some holiday cheer to poor kids around the world is counting down to National Collection Week. Beginning November 13th, Christians are urged to bring shoeboxes full of small gifts to designated churches in their communities, which will package them and send them to Samaritan's Purse. The ministry delivers millions every year and is looking to set a new record this time. Details at SamaritansPurse.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One interesting side note about the Texas Rangers, who just won the World Series. They are the only Major League Baseball team that doesn't host a gay pride night at the ballpark. Team officials say our commitment is to make everyone feel welcome and included in Rangers baseball. Arlington, which is where the Rangers are based, is one of the more conservative cities in a conservative state. This is SRN News. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments that challenge a law that prohibits people facing domestic violence restraining orders from having guns.
The challenge to the 1994 law is the first one involving guns to reach the justices since their landmark decision last year that expanded gun rights. The gun violence prevention group Brady says that the law has blocked nearly 77,800 firearm sales over the last 25 years. Challenging the law is Zaki Rahimi, a Texas man whose case reached the high court after prosecutors appealed a ruling that threw out his conviction for possessing guns while subject to a restraining order. Donna Water, Washington.
And Tyson Foods recalling nearly 30,000 pounds of breaded chicken Fun Nuggets after consumers complained of finding metal pieces in the Dinosaur shaped patties. The nuggets produced on September 5th. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.